The issue is serious enough that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer traveled to the town of Tonawanda Tuesday to call on NRG Energy to keep the water flowing.
Any gap in water service will do serious and irreversible damage to our regional economy.
Even though NRG shut down the Huntley coal-fired power plant in 2016, for the past 100 years or so, town supervisor Joe Eminger says the facility provided access to river water used by industry, including Peroxychem, the Dunlop Sumitomo tire plant, DuPont, and the 3M sponge plant.
We're not talking about a little bit of water here, okay? We're talking about tens of millions of gallons a day.
But their contracts run out in 2019, and Eminger says the company has been quiet about its plans.
They did list the property for sale a couple of weeks ago, and they're saying the contracts from those, you know, will go into play.
The uncertainty, he says, is causing a lot of angst and anxiety amongst the businesses, the town, and Kenton School District. Schumer says about 4,000 jobs are at risk.
And that's why we got to get NRG to do it. They're flush with money. They got a huge tax break, and they're using $1 billion of it to buy back their stock. So in comparison to the billions of dollars NRG is willing to spend on enriching their corporate CEOs and their shareholders, extending this agreement would be inexpensive and a way to demonstrate their commitment to jobs and the economy.
In a written statement, NRG said it's aware of the importance of the industrial plant's access to water, and contracts may be extended by mutual agreement. And NRG says it's worked in good faith with the plants for almost 3 years to accommodate their needs and allow them time to plan for the future. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.